Friday the 20th of November, Gimel Kislev, Rabbi Lippa Rabinovich Schlitter, Insights into Parshas Toldos.
Parshas Toldos deals initially with two brothers, Yaakov and Esau. And let's focus at the beginning on Esau. Find out exactly what went wrong. There were twins, was raised in the same family, probably had the same education, yet he turned out Esav and he turned out Yaakov. Let's see where he went wrong. On a lighter note, if you look at the Targum, how he translates the words Ish, when the Torah describes Esav as Ish Yodea Tzayid, Ish Soda. The Targum gives the translation is Vahavo Esav Giva Nachshirchon. The word Nachshirchon is a rather obscure word. The meaning of it. Gavro Giva Nachshirchon. And Tosfos in the Baba Basra has a highlight here on the word Nachshirchon. The Gemara talks there about what happens if there's a home in which the parents have died and it's run by the brothers. And the Gemara says this, I got Lachi. I've got the older brother, senior member of the family, the older brother. The Lavash V'ichzei me beso, and he likes dressing well, likes buying doesn't go to place Gold's around the corner, he goes to really a West End store and buys the best clothes, and he went to a West End store and he bought a beautiful set of clothes, but of course they cost money as well. So they start to complain. Where's he taking the money from? Of course he's taking the money from the kitty, from the criminal kitty, from the thing. The Gemara this. My Da'avad Ovid, what he does, he has done. That means, if he would have come in the first place to Beis Din, then they would have said, can't you find anything cheaper? But once he's done it, there's no recourse. You can't ask for the money back. As the Gemara says, the Gemara got none. We learnt in the Mishnah, contrary to this, Ein Hagadoli Mispana Simalaktanim. The older brother can't close himself and can't bedeck himself in all his finery on the cheshbon of the youngsters and the kids. There, he goes around smartly dressed, and his money comes from the kids. God of that. So how can we resolve what the psak halacha here was with what it says in the Mishnah? The Gemara masnisim b'shircho. The Mishnah is talking about a shircho. It was a shircho. Coming down to that word, same word or almost the same word as nashircho of the amkalos. So Tosa says this. Shircha means Adam bottle the shocking. A man who was incompetent. Bottle incompetent. Shocking. It doesn't do anything. He sleeps till 10 o'clock in the morning and gets up and you find him having his breakfast till 12 o'clock. Whatever it is, such a man, the older brother is such a man, then he's not entitled to take from what? From the kitty, from the communal kitty to bedeck himself and his finery. But if he is a person of initiative, not a shop, a person of your initiative, who works and prospers and whatever he deals with is successful, then he's entitled to take it. because when he goes, you know, among the business people and he goes to the offices, which he needs to go for the welfare of the state, he needs to be dressed well. That's part of his job. That's not taking from the kids. That's clothing himself in a suitable manner for his job. Expenses. That's expense account, no problem. So Tosis identifies, here, Tosis identifies the word Nashichot, which the Targum gives as the translation of the Ish Yodiyat Sayyid, Ish Soder, as Adam Bottle. Doesn't mean Ish Yodiyat Sayyid, we get the idea of Ish Yodiyat Sayyid, a thug, you know. He would be, if anything, he would be a. That's what they call them here in the street. What is, I forgot my English already. We've got plenty of them in Israel. whatever it is. No, it's just a shaket. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't succeed. He's got no merits. He's got no initiative. With that, I understood, maybe understood, something which always puzzled me. When Esau was going to take the brachas, was forced, being forced by Rivka to take the brachas, so she taught if the begotten of Esau Hachamudois, Hachamudois, the begotten of Esau's Lavush, his dress, Hachamudois. Hamudos means very special, you know, beautiful, good ones. I don't know whether it was a finery of the type we know, or whether it was a Streimel in Bekisha. I don't know. Hamudos, he's got to present himself to Yitzchak. But my problem was, on what basis can you take the big days of a Hamudois? Shol Shalom Adas Gazlan. Just take him. That's permission. Oh, you know. What was happening in Beis, I would suggest, what was happening in Beis Yitzchak at the time, you know, the Ebenezer talks about this. Why was Esau by Yibas Esau by Sabachoyo? Sabachoyo get Pishai? I mean, it's a fortune by Yibas Esau by Sabachoyo. You don't look, I mean, the guilt, when it's guilt, I mean, by Yibas Esau for a Nazira Dashimi, it's which place a fortune? See, you know what the Ebenezer says, there was no fortune to get. They were living in poverty. That's what he says. Living in poverty. I, Avraham Avinu, left a fortune. We've heard of that. People leave fortunes. It happens. So does nicht treffen, wie es trefft sich ja. So, Ebenezer goes on at length about this, and he says, he talks about the people who think that you're only considered a goyse, Adam Choshuv, when you've got money, Hefzach Nishtar, Adam Choshuv. Avino, he says, was an Adam Choshuv, he didn't have to have show big bank balance in order to become an Adam Choshuv. But the loss of money, you can understand, he became Yitzchak was blind, and Yaakov is sitting, Yoshev or Halim Zitzung land, who's going to make the money? So who was made the money? Who was appointed to make the money? The God of Abayas. Who was the eldest? Esau. So Esau was given the position of what? Of managing the estate. That's, by the way, why by Yisav Esav of Sebechora he knew what the books looked like from the inside. He was aware of everything. So Sinishtovos, no problem. So, he made a mess of things. He didn't do anything. Ish, as the Batagum says, Nachshichon. He was an Ishade, had a good time, he went out, slept late, whatever it is, and everything went to pieces, there was no money left. He's entitled to go and buy himself big dechamudos. Where do the big dechamudos come from? It comes from the estate, is that right? The psaka gemara of the gemara is, when there's an ish nashichon, if it's a man of botel, a person who is not effective in running after the estate, he's no right to have bought that. So it's not gezel at all, it belongs to the estate. He can use it, you can use it. Right, there's a bit of a lighter way, but let's ask, where did he go wrong? Where did Esav go wrong? There is a Rambam. And the Rambam is in Hilchos Talmud Torah and runs as follows. And third Perek of Hilchos Talmud Torah and goes as follows. Oyule fanav asiyas mitzvah v'talmud Torah. The person had a choice. He says, the Rambam starts by saying, oyule fanav asiyas mitzvah v'talmud Torah. L'choyna, what it means is, he's now going to learn, on his way to learn, and he's, the door of the Bis Medrash, and then somebody's life towards that we need a minion around the corner, a center, and a minion around the corner. So what's he going to do? What does he do? He's got his kviyas here, and then he's a mitzvah. So Rambam says the following. If this mitzvah is not essential for him to do the mitzvah, but it can be carried out by others, there's somebody else around the corner, go and ask him. I've got a shia. That means the mitzvah won't become bottle. It can be done by others as well. Loy Yafsik Talmudoi. He can't be Mafsik Talmudoi. Now there's actually a little problem here. By saying Lo Yafsik Talmudoi, it would seem to indicate that he's already learning. That Lo Yafsik Talmudoi shouldn't cut off and break off from his Talmudoi. And the Rambam started by saying which seemed to indicate that he hasn't started yet. He's just got before him either that mitzvah or that mitzvah to do. It's already pointed out that in learning, you're always before a mitzvah. It's because when you do a mitzvah, you've either not done the mitzvah or you've done the mitzvah. But in learning, every word you learn, every word of Torah which you learn is a mitzvah. And you're always before the next word. You're always before Hayolifon of mitzvah. Just stating before she brought in the Frankel Rambam at the back. So anyhow, what does the Rambam say? If he had these mitzvahs to perform, so the choice is either go and learn or do the mitzvah. So the din is like this. If the mitzvah can be performed by other people, it's not essential for him. Lo yafsik talmudo, he should carry on learning. Vimlav, and if it can't be performed by others, the mitzvah, that means, let's say, kumbatul. There'll be no minion. And we'll have with the minion. And there's nobody else. Then yasa ha mitzvah. Then he should do the mitzvah. V'yachse l'torosoi. So the din of the Rambam, I'm not going into the depth of the Rambam because it is not easy. The Rambam is a problematic Rambam, generally speaking. I'm just going to dwell on this point. The Rambam ends, he should, if mitzvah can't be performed by anybody else, he should do the mitzvah. And then the Rambam says, V'yachsu l'tamudo. What does the Rambam add these words, V'yachsu l'tamudo? Saying, and if you return to learn, it's nothing to do with the halacha. The question is only, is he mafsik from learning and do the mitzvah or not? Says the Rambam, if the mitzvah can't be performed by other people, then he should do the mitzvah. Finished. That's it. That's halacha. What does the Rambam say? He asks the limudoy and he should go back to his Torah. What was he answering? He doesn't add anything. Of course he should go back to learn. It's not part of the halacha here. Not the question which we are now asking. The question you're asking should in the first place have left the mitzvah, left learning and done the mitzvah. That is answered. He should. So I've seen an interesting thing, which is very illuminating. That from the Rambam, Pashtus in the Rambam, when the Rambam says he's got now the choice whether to do a mitzvah or one, and if the mitzvah can't be done by what? By other people, then he's got to do the mitzvah, right? And mashma from the Rambam that he's talking, he says, lo yafsik. Look, when the Rambam says lo yafsik, he's talking, he's learning. As it's by the Gemara. We already said every word he's learning is a new mitzvah. Oh, but how sucked it is, he has to close the Gemara and do the other mitzvah, isn't it? So we're talking about that. So what the Rambam is talking about is another mitzvah. He's sitting with the Gemara, close the Gemara, and he's got to do it if that mitzvah can't be done by anybody else. But what happens if he hasn't yet come to the Beis HaMedrash? Is at home, and somebody phones him and he says, we need a minion. Right? And it could be done by somebody else, let's say. It could be done by somebody else. He could have phoned somebody else. Can he say, or should he say, well, go and phone somebody else. I want to go to learn. No. He's got the choice. He can either go to learn, or make up the minion. If he's not started at all with learning, he's not oisek in learning at all, then he's got the choice. When has he got the choice? When he's oisek in learning, he's got the Gemara before, he's sitting by the Gemara, he's learning the Gemara, then the question arises, should he be mafsik or not? He says, he can only be mafsik if that other mitzvah can't be done by anybody else. But if he's not started learning, now I'm asking you, what happens? He's sitting and he's learning, question arises, a mitzvah occurs, and it can't be done by somebody else. What's the halacha? You've got to close the Gemara and go and do the mitzvah. Finish the mitzvah. Now what is he? What situation is he in now? Is it like a situation of a person who was at home and hadn't started to learn yet, or what? If so, and what happens, a new mitzvah comes along, what does he do? Has he got the choice? Or do we say, he's still learning? And that is what the Rambam is saying. V'yachzeh l'tamudo, he returns to his tamudo. That means the temporary break to do the other mitzvah hasn't taken him and pulled him away from the Gemara. He's still sitting by the Gemara. Except the halacha says he must go and do the other mitzvah in the meantime. But he's still sitting by the Gemara. The yachzeh the Talmudo, he hasn't got now a choice like a person who has not started to learn and is at home and hasn't started to learn yet to got a choice which mitzvah to do. No, he's sitting in front of the Gemara. I went away to do the other mitzvah. That's a temporary matter, says the Rambam. Oh, but he's yachzeh the Talmudo, he's still learning. He's yoshin by the Gemara. He's not talking anyway. The break is not a break. The break is the Torah, the halacha says, go and do that, so you're still by the Gemara. And here we see a wonderful thing. If you're by the Gemara, you're learning. You've got other things to do. They were talking about mitzvah. What about mitzvah of panos? I've got problems, panos. Panos, where are you? Where are you? Are you in the factory? Are you still by the Gemara? You've got to go away, but Yachzer the Talmud, he's still kosher to the Gemara. Where is he? Is he in the factory? Is he in the office? Or is he in the Beis HaMedrash? Still in the Beis HaMedrash. He's still in the Beis HaMedrash. And there's the difference. Some people can be in the office, and they are in the Beis HaMedrash. And some people are in the Beis HaMedrash. They can be in the office. You know, there's a marshal given. The marshal given by the Dubna Magid. The marshal. Dubna Magid tells this story of there was a person who was a prosperous businessman. He ran a big business. And he heard about Sachen Zvulun, Shutras. Ooh, Sachen Zvulun, Shutras. Yeah, sounds interesting. I'd like to go into it. So, made inquiry, Sachen Zvulun. Yeah. One does the work, there's the Panosa, and the other learns, and they share the Olam Haba, they share. Olam Haza and Olam Haba, they share. Wonderful thing. He wants it. So he goes around and the yeshivas and he sees a big geschmack to his solana. And he sees the way the rischa, the oraisa of the bokrim in the yeshiva, you know, they're sitting and learning and that's on him. He says, I want Sachen's woolen shirt, as I want it. So he finds a Talmud Chochm, a greasy Talmud Chochm, and he speaks to somebody, says, could you introduce him to me and just discuss this question of a Sachen Zvulun. He said, yeah, of course. So, he speaks to this Talmud Chochm, the Talmud Chochm is mukhan to enter into a Sachen Zvulun. So, do you think that, what do you call it, the businessman doesn't just do business like that with the tekiyas kaf. He brings his lawyers and the accountants and everything, and they sit down and they draw up a schedule of a bring up a Sachen Zvulun, and Sachen Zvulun, the small print, you know, Sachen Zvulun, who's the Sachen, who's the Zvulun, and the chasma, the yid, that is the man, mo'ushar, you know, now you've got made for life, this a millionaire. Sachen Zvulun Shutras to be able to learn by Manucha. And so he signs everything. He's already think the contract signed, yeah. Says the Gavir to him, here's the keys to my office. It says, and it's on High Street on the third floor. Take the lift up there. They're all waiting for you to come. You're only the office. It says, and I'm sure that your place in the Beis Medrash is available for me. Right. So what's all this about? So what is Sachen Zvulun Shutras? He said, yeah, I know that, but what? He said, I'm the Yisachar now. I saw in the Beis Medrash, I saw in Gishmak, that's his. He said, I'm the Yisachar, you're the Zvulun. You sit there. This is the motion of the Dubna Magid. This the Dubna Magid of the Zay. And when a person comes to Hashem Yisbarach created a Sachen Zvulun in the person himself. The goof, the body of a person, is a Zvulun. And the mind, you know, Hashem, the mind, is a Sachen. You're going to learn. Right? What happens? Step the Dubna Magid, and it's so true it'll hurt. He says, what happens? He says, Umadabn Shimon Esra, you see, Umashokult, you see, Umashokult, Umashokult. Who's davening? So the goof is davening. And what's Rachman in the office, and what's waiting for her in the business, and and what deal is that, and what is that person going to phone, is that person to do? This is a paket to Socha's ruler. The goal is the Socha, you see. And the mind is not a paket. The mind of the Socha, you understand, and the body is the Zavulon. And he types this, he says in Yom Noroim, he says, Benafsho Yovi Lachmoy, Benafsho, in the Ruach, in the Neshama, Yovi Lachmoy, his food and his panos, it comes from Benafsho, on the Gov Dam. So the problem with Esau, and then, his father, Esau, sits in Beis Medrash. What do you think? He wasn't in Beis Medrash. He wouldn't learn. Esau didn't learn. And if I did, he wouldn't still be. He wouldn't sit and learn. But he had to go out and do something. Somebody had to do. And he saw that Esau had this tendency to go there. So he went about the panos and gave up from the bottom, from the family. No, he thought that the Panosa and he'd be sitting in the Beis Medrash. The mind would be in the Beis Medrash. He didn't learn, he'd be all around. He was in the Beis Medrash, and the mind was in the office, and the mind was in the Yedeat Sayed. That's it. Deit Azoy, just end with an idea, the same thing. When Yaakov Avinu left, you see, when Yaakov Avinu left, and he left, it was Yeshiva Yeholim, and he sat in Yeshiva Sheva Eva, and then he had to go. And he had to come in, he went to work. Yanka Bavin went to work. When he came to Ayil Moisa Mokoim, he came, and he named Malachel, Kim Oilim Vyoyodim, Oilim Vyoyodim, Oilim Vyoyodim. State a Medrash Chazal. Appellate Gazach. I saw that in the Sefer. Brought this Medrash. I don't know where it is. Again. What is the Malachim Elohim Oilim V'Yodim? The Demus of Yaakov Avinu is in the Kisei HaKovod. The Demus is in Kisei HaKovod. They were Oilim. Umistaklim, as I state, Oilim umistaklim al Demus Yaakov Avinu in the Kisei HaKovod. The Yordim, and then they went down, where Yaakov Avinu was lying there, and looking at his face there, to see if it's the same. Oilim, the Yordim, what's the pshat? The Malachim were going up and going down, and checking whether the visage of Yaakov Avinu here is the same as it is up there. What would it mean? It's the Chamoyim Dikarayin here. It says, Yaakov Avinu, when Yeshiva Holim all the time, he was sitting in Beis Medrash and Yeshiva, learning with Posak Pume Megirsa. And Esau had the problem. He had the problem and he fell through. Now, Yaakov Avinu is going out, right? Away from Beis Medrash, and to wait to love and to work. Let's take a look at him. Is it the same Yaakov Avinu as he was in Beis Medrash? Oilim see the Yaakov Avinu and the Kisei HaKovod, and they're coming down to see the same Yaakov Avinu there down below, where he's already gone, he's helped by the Abbot, you understand that. Is it the same Avraham Avinu? Is he still in the Beis Medrash? Or is he different? As he followed in the way, Cholila, the way of Esau. No. Malachelukim, Oilim v'yodim bo. What we can learn from here, you know, is that we say at Tvila, Shesam Chalkeinu b'yoshvei Beis HaMedrash, it doesn't necessarily mean Shesam Chalkeinu b'yoshvei Beis HaMedrash all the time. Even when we are in the office, even when we are in the factory, wherever we are, we should be considered Yeshvei Beis HaMedrash.